Thunder Bay, familiar faces crossed the finish line at the firefighters' 10-mile road race on Monday. Jet Dobson, 22 years old, had the best leading time for his second year. He was nearly 14 seconds faster than competitor Eric Mann, who had a time of 51-58. "It feels great just to be able to win another race on my local area in Thunder Bay. This is a race that kind of got me into running too, so to be able to come back and win it again feels amazing," said Dobson. When he won last year's race, Dobson said, he surprised himself as he was coming off an injury in the winter, but this year, he was able to keep himself healthy throughout the winter and build up a good training block. "I was able to put a lot more miles in and able to kind of build my fitness on from last year, heading into this season to kind of improve on my time last year," said Dobson. He said he also was fortunate enough to train with Mann over the past year. "Great guy, great runner, and absolutely gutsy runner. So, I knew from the start he was going to take it out because that's kind of his strong suit. He's a really tough guy," said Dobson. "So, I knew that if I were to go with him, I would probably burn myself out. So, I kind of had to pace myself, stay patient and trust in my training so that I can hopefully get him in the last bit and put up a good race." Even with cold temperatures, he said he didn't really care too much and was just there to run. "In my mind, everyone's going through the same conditions. They're kind of racing through the same thing. So, if it's cold for me, it's cool for them, but I guess in a way it does help so that you're not kind of overheating during the race," said Dobson. Dobson hopes to be back again next year for the 90th road race. "That's the plan. We'll see where everything goes," said Dobson. Kim Krzyzanowski, a local runner with national standing, also had the best time for women, breaking the local record. She had a time of 57-52, 38 seconds faster than Thunder Bay's previous top female performer, Sue Kainalainen, in 1984. "I feel really good about that. Yeah, it's a step. It's a really long record. As you know, it's 40 years old, so it's not an easy one," said Krzyzanowski. "I knew that today, but getting the local one is pretty special to have." Krzyzanowski was aiming to beat the all-time female record of 57-16 made by Finnish runner Erja Irvinen in 1994. "This was something that was a goal race this spring and nothing like a hometown crowd," said Krzyzanowski. "So, I'm a little disappointed I didn't get the course record, but I'll just have to come back." Krzyzanowski typically runs with her sister, Michelle, but this year she took on the course alone. "She's one of my biggest competitions as well as my inspiration, so I knew she was watching and looking for the results. But yeah, we'll just have to come back and do it together, I think in the next couple of years for sure," said Krzyzanowski. "The conditions," she said, "were also giving winter, with a headwind from the start, which she knew going out. I was by myself pretty much the whole time, so it was tough to work against the wind by myself, but flipping around, the crowds were bringing me home for sure and got a little tailwind, but fell short from the course record," said Krzyzanowski. She said hopefully the 90th race will be the day the course record comes down to somebody local again, but she'll just have to wait for then. "There are some good, talented runners that were holding those records to begin with, so hopefully she's happy with the results," said Danaher, the race director. "I think it was a bit windy out there, and it cuts down on your time somewhat." Danaher said they were excited to have Krzyzanowski for the marquee event. "Good on her. I mean, she's got the tenacity and it couldn't be a nicer person that's got a heart and a really nice person to be around. Very motivating, and very positive thinker. So great person to have holding the record for now," said Danaher. He hopes Krzyzanowski is going to come back and try for the overall record.